smells like Cheetos.
It literally does. Your feet smell like Cheetos, and it's really gross.
Ew.
Maybe Fritos.
More like Fritos. Starting us out? I got you. Don't worry, I got you. Baby doll. Table Talk with Rookies Family. You found it. You're about to go through an audio roller coaster of ups and downs and entertainment completely. I am the rookie. This is my family. And we're not here to solve the world's problems. We're just here to have a little round table talk and discussion about current events, etc. We're all over social media. And if you found us right now, you found us on Super Bowl Sundays when we're recording in the morning before the big game. And we're all only going to talk about your favorite commercials, right? Is that correct?
Maybe next week.
No, I'm just kidding. That is a cliche.
Have you guys seen any of the commercials yet?
I have.
I've seen a couple previews, and I like what I see so far.
I have not seen one.
I've seen two of them, the Hyundai Sonata and the Google ad.
Did you go online and watch the entire one?
No, it's just these companies run them early now. It's like they're spending so much money on making these commercials that they just a week before all of the Super Bowl commercials.
If you go and watch
a video on YouTube, the pre-ad will be a Super Bowl commercial now.
I would suppose in Boston, the Hyundai is a pretty big commercial.
Oh yeah, everybody loves it.
Wicked smart.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I like it too. In Minnesota, we've got one from Winona that Winona Ryder is doing. So we've seen that quite a bit around here.
You can take Winona out of Winona, but you can't take the Winona out of Winona.
What?
Something like that.
All the people in the Hyundai Sonata commercial are from Boston.
Yeah, too. Yeah. That's very clever.
I'm digging that. Halftime Entertainment is what? J-Lo and Shakira?
Shakira.
As Pat Royce once called her. Who is Shakira? Nope, it's Shakira.
I'm not quite sure how it's going to be. We'll have to see.
Go ahead.
I think it'll be great as long as Pitbull makes an appearance.
Oh, you know he probably will.
Oh, is he around? Is he available?
How can you not be...
Always available.
Wait, what am I saying? How can you not include him?
You have to, especially if it's in Miami. This morning, Matthew and listeners... I was, Peter Thiel, who I worked here at KSDP with many years ago, had shared something on Facebook about running through Prince's halftime show in 2007.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, somebody transcribed, it must be video, but it is absolutely fantastic. It's a long read, and these guys are rolling their eyes at me. But it by far was the best performance at a halftime show ever. And to see how it came to be, I shared it on Facebook, so go to my Facebook page. And check it out. It's really a good read. And once this show is over, I'm going to go and watch Prince's halftime show from 2007. And that was in Miami as well. And it rained like hell. But
I thought that one goes down as one of the worst in history.
Oh, man. No, I thought it was so great just because they had one guy that was under.
Oh, no. I was thinking of the one when the Super Bowl was in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Winter Wonderland one.
Yeah, that was really bad. That was 91. But one of the guys, they were so worried about losing power, they had one guy, while it's raining, underneath, holding on to the plugs to make sure they did not come undone in the rain.
Oh, my God.
You know, risking electrocution. Yeah. And but anyway, I digress. But Prince's 2000 performance was the best ever. Do a little research on it and go for it.
We spent the whole morning, hours, listening to Dad read this stupid Prince article.
I was so over it.
I think that we should move on.
Prince was a crazy clown. He wore Heelys.
Prince is overrated.
Okay. We're going to say read the article and drop it out there.
All right. Go ahead and fire up.
We do a little competition every year. For the Super Bowl, and Matt and I usually do sliders, a different version. And how long do you think we've been doing that?
3 years.
No
idea.
It's longer than that.
Because we used to do nachos.
Probably five.
At least.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a competition, and then the kids vote on who had the better of the two. And this year, Matt narrows it down to three choices. Yep. And he decides that he needs help in deciding which one he's going to make. So he puts them in our family group message on texting and wants to get everyone's opinion on which one he should make, and didn't realize that that might possibly be cheating.
I didn't
have you have them all pick their favorite of these three and then not choose it in the end to win.
It was very innocent. It was to say, hey, which one of these do you think I should make? Not which one do you like the best?
To clarify,
everyone would want you to make the one that would be their favorite.
They liked.
Well, I didn't really realize it until after I sent it out, and then Mom went crazy on me going, you just cheated. I'm like, I did not cheat. My intention was not to gain acceptance. It was, of these three, which do you think is...
Just didn't think it through.
Yeah, I didn't think it through. I didn't intentionally cheat.
Yeah.
If I wanted to intentionally cheat, there's so many other ways I could rig it.
Hmm. Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm not that intelligent.
Pay all the kids back?
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing the last 5 years.
I think I won last year.
Dang it. You backstabbed me, guys. So, yeah. So, we have this. So, I apologize for my... I did not intend to cheat.
Intent?
Yeah, my intent was not to cheat.
Oh, what you're making public now? Do we know or... cannot be said yet.
Mine's very simple hamburger, nothing fancy, Hawaiian bun, typical. And then I have a little twist.
And mine is, I guess I can tell now, it doesn't really matter.
Right, that's true. Do you want to know what my twist is?
Yes.
It's going to be a cheese fondue dipping sauce that you dip your hamburger into.
Dang, nabbit. I have to up my game. I'm doing a pot roast with the pot roast recipe of the butter, the ranch, and the brown gravy. And it's in the crock pot for about, 7 or 8 hours. And then I have a little special sauce, little light horsey sauce, and I'm putting them on a buttered, toasted mini croissant.
Are you putting the horseradish sauce on...
It's not full horseradish sauce. It's a different mix.
I'm going to warn you, I'd be real careful. I hate horseradish. Any kind of horseradish, I hate. So I'm giving you that warning ahead of time that I hate horseradish.
And then Sophia's doing hors d'oeuvre.
Yep, I have. They're called taco cupcakes, and it's basically a taco in a wonton wrapper that you bake.
Mm.
So it'll be interesting.
Sounds it's like very crunchy. Good. Yeah. And McLaren is going something that... We're doing something that goes with the meal.
Yeah, I don't know if people will want to eat it with the burgers, but I'm doing a homemade fry just in the oven, not deep frying. And then I'm going to do dipping sauces along with it. So there'll be a seasoned sour cream, garlic aioli, and then honey mustard.
I might have some extra horseradish sauce for you, too, if you want to make another sauce.
And Gabe, you're up for dessert.
What? Okay. I'm sorry, I was grabbing my article, so I'm not really
You're up
attention.
For dessert?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell what your dessert is?
Please, would you like to join the podcast and kind of let us know?
I don't really know what my dessert is.
Aren't you doing strawberry
shortcake? It's got strawberries. Yeah, but that's not what it's called.
All right.
You need to get your life together.
Maybe say what it is. It's
strawberry and
pound cake.
Were you at the store with us yesterday?
You know what? He actually...
Whipping cream.
Yeah, this was his thing, and now all of a sudden he can't remember.
Well, I just thought it looked good.
Goes mute.
All right. And Matthew, what are you doing today?
So we're going over to Haley's, having some people over there, and everybody's bringing a different dip. So it's sort of a dip party.
I'll say.
And I will be bringing my crock pot over, my newly acquired crock pot. Thanks to Gabe.
You're welcome.
I haven't actually used it yet. This will be its maiden voyage.
Okay.
The debut. And I'm going to be doing meatballs in like a sauce.
So you're opening up a bag
of not doing the dip.
You're opening up a bag of frozen meatballs and throwing some barbecue sauce in there.
Yeah, some Heinz sweet chili sauce and jelly.
Yep, great jelly.
Nice, nice.
Any tips?
No, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, that's it. You're just gonna throw it in there.
Yeah.
I think it's on high for like 2 or 3 hours and
just till they get warm. Yep.
Toothpicks.
Yes, you need to get toothpicks as well.
Got it. That sounds good.
Well, I'm going to switch it up because, Matthew, I was going to have you go, but I'll just say a couple of quick things here that in Massachusetts, their favorite Super Bowl snack. It's so weird. Gluten-free pretzels.
Fake news.
Those are so good because they're kind of bubbly.
That's good for Sophia because she's got a gluten tolerance.
I do.
Who gave that stack?
I would just say pretzels. Why do they have to be gluten-free pretzels? Because my guess is most of the people Matthew's met in Boston are going to just eat pretzels. There might be one or two that need to be gluten-free, but not the entire city of Boston.
Gluten-free pretzels are better than regular.
Kind of weird. Nope. In California, the 49ers fans are going to be having baked chicken breast.
No.
I'm in on that.
It sounds good, but that's a weird thing to...
It's very weird. Kansas City is a little bit more...
Barbecue.
You would expect. Buffalo chicken dip.
Mm-hmm. All right, sure.
I get that one.
I think that would be ribs or something.
Wisconsin likes buffalo chicken dip, too.
I love it.
I don't like it.
Florida. This is really weird. And actually, there were quite a few states that had this. Cake. What?
Nope. Only I buzz out on that one.
I love cake.
I don't get that for the Super Bowl.
What kind of cake?
Just one more. Minnesota. Cake. Tacos.
No.
I could be there for that.
But we used to do the big nachos.
I love tacos.
Nachos are totally different from tacos.
Well, thank God we didn't have the... Jell-O with fruit in it like they did for, what was it, Memorial Day or 4th of July, Minnesota's biggest thing.
I think that was for Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
I don't remember. Yeah, it was something embarrassing, though, because nobody has Jell-O with grapes or fruit in it.
Yeah. Of course, my appetizer goes perfectly with our state.
Yes, it does.
All right, she's right on.
Yeah.
What's your appetizer?
Taco cupcakes.
Oh, my God, you really did tune out.
Yeah, he did.
Joining the podcast now is Gabriel Mikulski.
Yeah, just had a sleepover. All right,
what's next? Who's up?
I wonder what you were doing.
We're rolling right along.
I just came across an article, and I always find this interesting, so I thought I'd read it. It's in regards to the Super Bowl and what the players make in addition for being a part of it. So you get in the NFL, players get paid weekly.
Yep.
And if you make it to the playoffs, you'll get a bonus, and the further you go in the playoffs, you continue to get bonuses. So,
right.
And it's both active and inactive, and if you're injured, they all get paid for being in these games, which is interesting. So if you are a wild card team, such as the Vikings were, each player goes home with $27,000 extra.
Oh, wow.
For playing in that game. If you are a wild card round or division winner, you get paid $29,000.
Okay.
If you just make it to the divisional round, you also get paid $29,000.
So wait a minute. I make it to the wild card. I make it to the wild card. I get that $27,000. And then I beat our next game, and I beat the division. Is that another $29,000?
I think it's... So if you make it to the wild card game or the team, you get 27.
Okay.
But if you make it to, if you advance to like the conference championship game, the payment goes up to 54. So I think you just get like 54 then.
That's my guess too. Okay.
So you might not be paid these bonuses until the playoffs are done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The article doesn't actually address that. But the check amount just goes up. So it essentially doubles if you make it to the conference championship to 54.
Hmm.
And then if you win the Super Bowl, you get $118,000 a person.
Ooh.
Lucky.
And the team, that's if you win it. And if you lose the Super Bowl, you only get 59.
Oh, too bad. Shoot.
So they're playing for what? 120, 60, so like $80,000.
Wow.
And I will say this.
Sorry, not $80,000.
So,
60.
So you're allowed a certain number of shares per team, and a lot of times what some of the players do is they award, they'll grant a share or two to maybe an equipment manager or another assistant coach or something like that. You know, they're making all the money, but I know they do this in baseball. I'm sure they do this in football too, but they'll take some of their shares and spread the money to the non players so they can kind of have a I don't know, just a little bonus. It's nice. It's a neat thing to do.
That is cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Okay.
I just thought those were interesting, the 118 grand for winning the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah. It's
kind of a funny number.
Yeah, I wonder how they arrive.
It's increasing every year. Like they're saying in the past few years, it's steadily going up each year by like $3,000 to $6,000.
Man, the NFL makes a lot of money, that's for sure.
Are they the highest paid athletes?
No, by a long shot.
Is it
they're
NBA?
Not.
NBA, for sure.
NBA. Okay.
You could be the seventh man on the bench and you're still making $6.8 million a year.
Gotcha.
If you exclude any of the individual sports.
Gotcha.
Like golf and boxing and stuff. Yeah. They're always going to be that.
Or soccer is pretty high up there, too.
Formula One racing.
Okay, enough sports talk. I want to talk about being classy because I have realized that I check off a lot of boxes of being classy. And so I just want to share my knowledge with the world of how people should be classy.
All right, here we go. Classy.
Okay.
Sophia
Number
Mikulski.
Number one, act gracefully. Demonstrate good manners. Stay calm in stressful situations. Avoid swearing and maintain good posture.
None of those you do.
This was number one. That was like 10 things.
Well, I'm like, that's under act gracefully.
I think Sophia does a lot of
that. I'm doing like
that.
Three. Oh, I do.
She'll panic when something bad happens. She
swears
who all of the time.
She does not swear
all the time.
I do not swear.
You should hear her when your guys aren't around.
I do not
Are
swear.
Are you kidding?
I don't swear.
I don't
know what
that.
He's talking about.
Sophia,
yeah. I don't swear.
I love your angel's wings and your halo. Yep. So.
Thank you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, part two, being sophisticated, trying new cuisines, expanding your knowledge of art and culture, and learning a new language. Mm.
Proceeds to cook a potato in the microwave for the 15th time today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, doesn't do those.
Last night, I really did. We had French Meadow last night, and it was so good. You guys need to try the green coconut curry there. Mom and I both had it. Very good. Part three, dressing well. Go for high-quality fabrics. Choose neutral colors. Wear tailored clothing. Steam or iron your clothing. And wear minimal accessories.
We all know she doesn't wear good clothes.
You might falter there sometimes.
What?
It sounds like a lot of work.
Matthew.
Will you say what? A lot of times I'll say, maybe not that.
No, because we have very different styles, Mom.
Hairstyles.
So that's why.
What
Cover
little
up a little
kind
bit
of clothes
more.
Can I wear out?
You guys, I don't. First of all, I rarely go out.
True.
And when I do, I'm not. You should see how girls dress now.
When I
it's
do, I'm a hoe.
Boobs are out, everything.
Whoa. Yep. We
and
got those.
I'm very chic when I go out.
It's not okay. Chic.
And
if you
I have a cool
clothes.
Outfit every time I go out.
Okay.
Okay. Last one, stay well groomed, nails clean and manicured, and then wear subtle makeup. That's all I have.
Huh.
That
interesting.
Was very nice. You stay classy.
Yeah.
I'd like to say keep it classy. Mm-hmm.
You really should. You're getting
and
more with classiness.
I really
then.
Have been focusing on that this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've been doing a superb job at it.
Nice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Okay, very classy. Am I up here?
The word of the week this week?
Yeah.
I'll throw that in there for you?
Sure.
It was Arroyo. A-R-R-O-Y-O.
Kind of like Aereo.
It is like Aereo. It is a basically like a dry riverbed that's been carved out by a stream and usually found in the southwest of the United States.
And how did you find opportunity to
that's
use this
what
word?
My question was going to be.
Right I now? Talked about what an arroyo is on the family podcast.
Yeah. That's about it. It doesn't apply to much.
I thought if I maybe met someone from Southwest United States, I could work it in somehow. I did not meet anyone from Southwest United States.
Oh my gosh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
My thing isn't coming up right now, so you go ahead while I'm running into problems with the Star Tribune website here, making me subscribe,
I
and I can't.
It's maddening, isn't it?
All you need to do is click on it. And then let it open up, and then go back and click on it again, and you can get it on their paywall.
All righty. Right. Keep going, though, maybe.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I have just a couple random things. So you know how every now and then there's the new challenges that come out, like eat the Tide Pod challenge or the cinnamon challenge.
Which, by the way, do not eat any pods.
Well, yeah.
People will die.
Really?
Oh, we
yes,
can?
I think people have gathered that
well,
by now.
Well, I know, but there, some people...
There is a new challenge, and it's called the Outlet Challenge.
No.
It's, yeah, I don't like
just
the sound
wait.
Of it already.
Participants insert the plug... insert the plug part of a phone charger cord only part way in to try to produce a spark by touching a penny to the exposed metal.
That's so dumb.
What? Why? Yeah.
This and is... it literally starts on fire and you get electrocuted. So,
well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
You get a great shock?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other issue, the Plymouth Fire Chief says, the other issue can be that you can damage some electrical wiring behind the wall. And they show a photo, and literally the penny is melted onto the phone charger, and the phone charger is, like, charred black.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
People wonder why I don't want to be around, like, college people, and this is why. People are so stupid in the world, and I'm so over it. People need to grow up and be smart.
Yeah. They need to be classy.
Ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, how dumb. Who comes up with these stupid challenges and why do they become so, not famous, but widespread?
Well, I don't think that one's widespread.
Well, not to mention,
that.
they're doing damage to the house.
Yes. Literally.
Yeah.
It causes a fire.
Right.
Wow.
That's one of the most stupid things I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then my next one. Which I think Matthew knows about because I looked to the Instagram account and Matthew is following him, is a 6-year-old in Connecticut. He is a new viral sensation. He reviews Shirley Temple's.
I've seen it.
Yes.
He's
and
darling.
He
Shirley
is,
Temple King.
Yeah. The Shirley Temple King. And he's like serious about it. So he lives in Fairfield County, Connecticut. And literally.
Which, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's a kitty cocktail in Minnesota.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Goes around to all these different restaurants. Trying to find the perfect kitty cocktail. And his definition of a perfect Shirley Temple is a glass, 3 cherries, and a good balance of grenadine. And he's just this cute little nugget. And his Instagram is literally just a bunch of videos of him reviewing kitty cocktails.
What a good idea.
I should have done this when I was
so
younger.
Cute.
I was like the CEO of kitty cocktails.
Well, you know what I noticed, though? When you are making a kitty cocktail, what do you put in your kitty cocktail?
It's
grenadine
supposed to be Sprite.
And Sprite.
Yes. He has grenadine in Canada Dry multiple times on his Facebook page or Instagram page. So then I was thinking, I've never had a kitty cocktail with ginger ale. Thank you. And grenadine. So I was like, maybe that's a better
I wonder
version.
If that has to do with where you live. If it's a regional thing.
That could be like a Roy Rogers or a
Voivodes.
Shirley Temple. Or
Matthew, you need to go out to Boston when you're going out and ask for a kitty cocktail and see what they put in it.
They will not know what that is.
A Shirley Temple.
You have to say a Shirley Temple out there.
I've been having this debate this week because this kid's been the talk of the town because Barstool reposted him.
Yeah. That's where I saw.
And so that's what, that's why he's blown up all of a sudden, gotten all his followers. So he's been a hot topic out here, and I've been yelling at everybody to call them kitty cocktails. Most people had never heard of that.
That's insane.
Never even heard of it called kitty cocktail.
I believe it.
Well, when you say kitty cocktail, it sounds like a kid cocktail, but then it says Shirley Temple. Non-alcoholic, duh. If someone says Shirley Temple, there's no hint at that it's alcoholic.
I feel
well, that's
like
the whole
Shirley,
idea that it's not.
I
feel like
I
Shirley Temple sounds more alcoholic than Kitty Cocktail.
Yes, but Shirley Temple was a little kid. That's why it's called that.
It doesn't matter what it is. It still sounds more alcoholic than a Kitty Cocktail. I feel.
Well, speaking of kids, I just have a cute little story that I saw on Facebook this week. It had to do with a teacher, and I believe she was a first grade teacher. I don't know I don't remember for sure, but young, and she has a deaf student in her class, who happened to pass gas, and the whole class started laughing. And the little boy got kind of upset because he didn't understand, why are people laughing at me? So the teacher ended up turning the whole lesson into a lesson on passing gas.
Oh, my gosh.
And the little deaf boy did not know that when he passed gas, people could hear him.
Yeah.
Really?
So that was the first time in his life he had been taught that when you are doing that, people can actually hear you.
That's just bad parenting.
And he couldn't believe that that was. And then he was like, well, are they all loud?
Well, some are better than others.
And then he wanted to know, well, how would he know if it was loud or not? I mean, the whole lesson got very specific. Like,
yeah. I love that.
I just thought that was super cute.
Yeah, but where are his parents? That's so rude to not teach your kid about that.
I would agree.
It might be something they never really thought of. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
very
it.
Interesting.
It is super interesting. But I mean, I thought it was funny. Know any deaf people, but that is something that, like,
you really
probably wouldn't even think about.
No.
Because for you, it just comes natural. If you're passing gas, it's going to make a noise, but they don't know that. And why would you think to teach someone that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When it happened, you'd think it would be like, hey, by the way, don't do that.
People can hear you. Yes, but look at like how many people, well, this is not even anywhere near the same thing, but eat poorly or, you know, are smacking their mouth and, you know, being a slob when they eat. Right. And their parents never say anything. Like, they don't teach them.
Like, scooping up like your last
meal. I cannot. It is so rude. Parenting, number one. I should write a book about how to parent because I think I could do it a lot better than a lot of people, because that should be top priority. Teach your kid how to eat and not make mouth noises, because good luck on a date, babes, because you're not getting a second one.
Nope. If it's all the mouth noises
and smacking, literally people sound like they're making out with a dog.
Yeah, it's
I'm not
bad.
Sure what that sounds like.
How do you know what
describe
that,
your
what
experience
that
with
like.
That? Yeah.
I don't, but that's just what I would.
Oh, Piper did, or Finley did give her a big kiss this morning.
Ew.
No, but anyway, that's kind of what it reminds me of. How many parents don't correct the eating?
Yeah,
you have to.
They just think, oh, that's normal.
But you're training your children to be out in the open and be part of that social contract where.
Or look how many people hold their utensils wrong.
But also, when I'm around kids that are eating that way, I'm like, well, how do the parents eat? Do the parents eat same way and no one told them how to eat? Because I haven't been around a specific family's parents, but I know the kids eat awful. So
it's probably
a
chain.
Do they eat bad too?
Maybe.
I don't know.
You got to break that chain, everyone, because
slow it down.
Ridiculous.
Break it up. All right. My article is not coming up, but I'll tell you the gist of it. It has to do with the airport and traveling. And currently, at MSP Airport, both terminals, you can serve alcohol between 6 a.m. and 2 a.m. So starting at 6 a.m. all the way till 2 a.m., those are the cutoffs.
6 a.m. Can't imagine.
The Airports Commission, which runs both airports, is looking to have that relaxed because there are some flights that go out. Las Vegas might go out at 6 o'clock. Cancun flights go out at 6 o'clock.
No.
And they want that relaxed so they can have patrons to the airport come in and have a cocktail at 4:30 or when they're having breakfast, they'll have a Bloody Mary or they might have a beer. Idea or bad idea?
Horrible.
Great idea.
Great idea.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it's not 24 hours, honestly.
I am too.
Well, I don't know what the reason is. Maybe that's statewide, but isn't the airport, I always thought was not sovereign, but...
Because I think most people, I'm speaking generally here, aren't going to the airport to get smashed. But I think you're having a girls' trip to Cancun, a morning mimosa, but your flight is super early. Like, that's fun. And I don't think people are... Like, those girls would be getting... would be drinking to get, like, belligerent. Oh, I cannot talk.
Well,
belligerently
most,
drunk.
You're right. Most of the people... I've seen people at the bars, and they do... Some people do. There's a couple. Every once in a while, a couple will hit it pretty hard, and they're not allowed to fly. If you're intoxicated, they will not let you fly. The flight attendants will pick up on that you just can't do it. One guy tried to bring a glass of wine on the plane. So what he did is he just slammed it right there.
Oh,
and perfect. The gate agent is like, that's not the smartest thing either, because if you are smelling like booze and you're stumbling down the jet bridge, they won't let you fly. But I think it all has to do with personal responsibility, too. Okay, have that mimosa if you're going to Cancun, or even, you know, do a tequila shot if you're in that mind frame. But getting liquored up happens so rarely that I think it's probably okay for the laws to be bent a little bit and let them serve booze whenever they want. It's just self-policing.
So. Yeah, I'm surprised it's not 24 hours.
I always love the memes and whatnot of all, like, social rules, societal rules go out the window at the airport. Where it's like, beer at 7 a.m.? Sure. Fall asleep on the ground? No one thinks twice.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's very true,
because people will sleep anywhere. The other day, there was a guy just sleeping at the gate. I don't know where he was going. He was all by himself. He wasn't laying on a pad. He didn't have a pillow. He just had an eye mask, and he was just laying there, and he was sleeping on the flat ground. I could never do that. That would be horrible.
Well, as someone that has slept on the ground, uncarpeted ground, in the baggage claim, in a whole other country.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle.
And we would sleep in shifts because I was paranoid that someone was going to steal our stuff while we were sleeping. It's awful. I can't fall asleep in an airport. It freaks me out. And I've just had bad experiences in airports.
I have a photo of you when you were a baby where your blanket is laid out on the ground at an airport. We had like a 10-hour delay coming out of Florida. And she was just sound asleep on the ground just like this. As a baby.
So when you were in, where were you, Barcelona?
Yeah.
So that was your second time sleeping in the airport on the floor.
It was the worst moment of my life.
I have had more airport nights than one would like.
Yeah, you have. That's the thing, though. Everyone, if you're lucky enough to fly standby, everyone's like, yeah, you can fly standby free flights. And yeah, it is awesome. But when you are stuck in an airport for an extended amount of time or you have to spend the night in an airport, you are like, standby is the worst thing ever.
But, okay, you're not paying for the flight. When you're paying for the flight...
Okay,
and
yeah.
that happens, that is really bad. Yeah. And that's happened to Dad and I more than once coming out of Florida where they're 9 and 10 hour delays and it's really maddening.
Unleash Mame Dog.
Yes.
She'll get you on the
believe
next
me,
flight.
I almost got arrested. Yeah. They called security on me and my sister once.
Wow, yep. Mom.
Well, bring back that, Mom.
When they have crews that time out and stuff like that, and there's nothing you can
do.
It's horrible, and that's the ugliest part of flying, whether you're flying standby or flying full fare.
I will say, though, I'm going to give Delta huge credits because I was not a paying customer, but I was trying to get out of Newark, and everything was delayed because I think it was weather or time. I don't remember, but, like, super delayed. Delta is bringing out, like, snacks, drinks around the clock. Like, they made that situation really good for everyone, even
They're
though it stunk. Like I said, I was not a paying customer, so I was bummed out, but I really couldn't be bummed out.
And the thing is, I feel like they roll that stuff out right away,
instantly.
Too.
They don't
sit
play games.
And say, oh, they've been waiting for 3 hours. It's
now let's
the
bring
flight's
it out.
Delayed. Let's get the snacks out and the free water out. And that's
instantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that I've only been there 3 years. My friend that works at the airport, but... people are much more aggressive right now. Okay, when you have a 10-hour delay and you're in Fort Myers and you're with your baby and you're a paying customer, you got a legitimate complaint. That's really bad. You can get in somebody's face. Nowadays, though, if there's even a slight delay or somebody isn't going to be sitting next to someone, people are extremely aggressive. They're very rude. And I think people right now feel very entitled. The type of traveler... isn't very sophisticated anymore. And these people are at the drop. They come into the airport saying, how are you screwing me over here right now? To the airport employees, as if the airline, whatever airline it is trying to screw them over somehow or they're getting cheated. And that's kind of the mindset right now. And it's really I think it's changed from years ago when people were a little more mellow.
I think it has to do with the lack of customer service in the airline industry now.
Could be.
Not all airlines. But yeah, I think a lot of them don't care. Or we all know I'm a huge, I want that one-to-one, I want that someone talking to me. Everything that's like online now, like, oh, you check in at with a kiosk with not a person. Yeah, and it's like, okay.
Thank God.
I don't like that.
I like that.
I want someone there. I'm doing it right. I'm all checked in. Here's my bag. I'm making contact with you. I like the person there.
Well, first things first.
It just costs 10 times the cost. So your tickets are going to be way more expensive if they have to pay workforces like that.
And time.
It's fine.
But the airline that does it the best is Southwest. Here's your ticket price, and you get one or two free bags. I forget what the Shauna can tell me over at the Southwest what they charge for. There, when you go up to the counter, and if your bags are included in your price, and you don't have to pay for bags, that is a marketing genius way to roll.
Well,
because
yeah.
You think you're sticking it to the man. When you go up to the Delta or the Sun Country or whatever United counter, and they say your carry-on's 40 and your check bag is 40, people go nuts.
But what ticks me off about that is that's in your ticket. When you are buying a ticket, that is out there. It's not like you get up to that counter and it's a surprise. I just bought a ticket from Delta. I have the Delta card, so I get a free check bag.
Okay.
But it is very clear that this is what you can bring on the plane. If you want to check a bag, you pay money. It's not a surprise to anyone that's buying a ticket. And why people get up there and are complaining they have to pay to check a bag, while you buy your ticket, you know that you have to pay.
But most people don't look into the details. They just...
It's clear when you're buying a ticket. It's like right there in your face. If you want to buy a bag, here's the price now. Here's the price when you do it at the gate. It's one of the steps in purchasing a ticket.
Or you can be like me. Learn how to pack.
Yes.
Nope.
That's key.
And you can have a very small bag that literally I can fit a week's worth of clothes in and still come home with things that I didn't wear.
Right.
I'm with you, Dee.
Yep. I need several outfits for different pictures.
One key thing for women is a dress. Because you can pack five different dresses that take up very little room and you have a different outfit every day. It's not multiple pieces. One sweater can go with all the dresses.
Mm.
It's a very simple way to pack.
That's true.
Well, when most people understand how to travel, it's the people that come up with, they have a big purse, and their purse is stuffed. You can't fit an ounce of air in it. And then they have another carry-on bag that they're going to carry on. So they have a huge oversized purse. They have maybe a backpack that they're going to do carry-on with. And then they think they're going to bring another bag of that's in a Walmart bag, a plastic bag, on it has some of their snacks and stuff like that. So that's already three bags. So you should have, you get a personal item, and then you have either carry-on or checked bags. That's part of the problem, too, and those are the people that argue the most. You mean you're charging me $40 and to bring on this? Well, you already have three bags. What do you expect? That's, you're adding more weight to the aircraft, and it's just...
I don't think people realize that that's why they do it.
Right, exactly.
Limit the number of bags, because you cannot just have an unlimited amount of weight added to the airport plane.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. So that's, how did we get started on that? Oh, we started
crazy.
With the alcohol. So so that makes us want to go have a drink right now. No. 5:30 in the morning, 5:15, whatever the case may be. I'm okay. Even as an airport employee, I don't have a problem with people bellying up to the bar at 5 a.m. because most people are responsible and don't... what are you, a helicopter over there? What's going on?
This is the longest topic ever, and nobody cares about ticket prices for airlines.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
everybody cares about if they can booze or not.
Exactly.
What you got, Gabe? What you know about streetwear?
Well, mine is about Florida. It's in Florida, so it's kind of like traveling. We were just talking about that. But a guy went to the gas station with his 18-foot boat and tried filling it up. It was brand new. And he put the gas into a fishing pole holder, and it ruined the entire boat. And the fire department had to come and clean it up in hazmat suits, and they had to shut down the whole gas station, and it was just a mess.
Oh, God.
Come on.
How fail? I mean, how can a guy like that even fill out the paperwork to buy a boat?
That's the thing. If it's his boat, how does he not know where the gas goes at this point?
Well, it must have been brand new, yeah. Oh. But he put $60 worth of gas and pumped it into the cockpit of the boat.
Dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's hope he had insurance or something.
What did he have? He had a little Boston Whaler?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, dude. That stinks.
A Boston Whaler?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the type of boat.
Yeah, like a little skiff or whatever that they're almost impossible to flip over.
How are they almost impossible to flip over?
They don't sink.
They just they'll roll. They'll go back and forth, but they don't. You really can't. It's extremely difficult to sink. No boat is unsinkable, as we know.
If you sink one of these, you're stupid, and you don't deserve to have a boat.
If you sink one of these, you are going to put gas in the fishing hole pole cockpit.
Yep.
So he ruined his whole boat, brand new, huh?
Well, I don't know. It says that they cleaned up most of the gas, and there's no injuries or anything.
Well, so, I would imagine you could pump it out of there, but the smell would probably...
I never thought that you could pump a boat with gas at a gas station. I always thought you had to put it in the little red things, and then...
Well, if the boat is on a trailer...
I never thought of that.
Why would it matter if it's coming out of the little red thing?
I don't know.
That'd be a lot for a big boat. There's a lot of little red things.
That is my favorite part of the boat, the little red things.
Yeah.
Well, she's right, though. Yeah. A lot of people you keep the little reserve can.
Or you're on a dock getting gas. I just never thought you could roll up on land.
So it's on a trailer. The boat's not rolling down the road.
I don't know what I was thinking.
They're
about
not driving the boat. This.
I was so confused.
That is so funny.
I'm glad you're less confused now.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, little red gas cans, the most over-engineered thing ever. The craft that they have to get gas out of those now, they're impossible to pour any gas out of. Because they made them so damn complicated on the nozzle.
Because of the no drip?
Yeah. Me and Gabe just experienced that the other night. We were... Yeah. A while ago, we were trying to fill up a snowblower. I always want to say snowmobile. A snowblower with gas, and there's the gas can sitting next to it.
Yeah.
Us, we're two idiots trying to figure out how to make the gas come out. We're, like, trying to turn things.
No.
Well, you put the black nozzle into the gas thing, and you push down, and the gas comes out.
But it had a safety feature where you had to pull it off.
You pulled a little pin.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, we had no idea. Yeah. We're literally in the garage like, what the heck? Why isn't this working? How stupid are we?
And they are so heavy.
I just end up spilling gas. I just spill gas everywhere because it's so hard to get any gas out.
Yes.
We were at my friend's house, and they live on a lake, and we were trying to fill up the jet ski. And I was holding it, and I couldn't get it in the thing, and it, like, popped off, and gas went all over my face.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, tell me these things.
I jumped to the lake, and I was like, this is the grossest thing I've ever had.
As his skin is melting off.
Yeah.
That says a lot, because I'm terrified of water.
Engineered. Over-engineered.
Well, I have a collection of antique gas cans, if anyone wants to borrow one anytime.
Oh, we got quite a collection. They don't make them like they used to, that's for sure.
Those are cool because you can just pour gas right out of them.
That's correct. That's how I ended up with all these gas cans.
Well,
oh, gosh.
We've never used them.
There's a fun fact about the Mikulski family and one member in particular who cannot throw anything away.
We've had this conversation 10 times.
I think we do it every week, don't we?
All right, Super Bowl picks around the horn. Dad is choking at this moment.
Excuse me. I was collecting coughs.
If I'm being entirely honest, I have no idea who's in the Super Bowl.
That's my boy.
Yes,
Gabe. Oh my God.
If San Francisco wins, they will be tied with the New England Patriots for most Super Bowl wins.
San Fran, then.
If Kansas City wins, they will win. They're 1-1 in Super Bowls. They beat the Vikings, and then they lost last year to New England. They would be 2-1. I'm rooting for Kansas City Chiefs because I like Mahomes, whose father was a pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, so he spent some time here in Minnesota, and I just think he's a all-round good guy, and I hope that he wins.
I want Kansas.
49ers, cutest quarterback.
Woo! That's how we're doing that, huh?
Okay, who I want to win would be the Chiefs, who will win the 49ers.
Ooh.
I just think Kansas City is kind of redneck and not me.
I'm just hoping for a good game. I hate blowouts.
I just hope they keep it classy.
Yeah, keep it classy.
Can I just say that it's really confusing to me that Kansas City isn't in Kansas?
What?
It's on the border.
Where it's Missouri.
Well, there's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
It's in both.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
weird.
Have. Yeah, it's on the border of the state.
It's in both.
Yeah, and I'm not here for that, then.
But technically, it's Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Very but odd.
Even though it's right there.
So, see, we're not here for it.
I respect D. I think you have the correct prediction there. I want a Kansas City win. I think it's actually going to be a pretty good game, but I think 49ers are probably the better team.
I did hear someone predict today, a sports person, saying that it will go into overtime and the Chiefs will win in the end.
Well, that's stressful.
Ooh.
That's fun.
Really? I would like a good game. Let's do it. I just hope that the teams are playing well together. Or what is that? I'm cheering for both teams.
Who would say that? Because
what are you pointing at?
Want the ref.
Oh my god!
No, wait, she spelled quarterback.
Oh my god!
Oh, what?
Sophia?
No. She spelled it C O U R T E R.
I have dyslexia.
That's not, dyslexia. That's called stupidity.
Well, no. I just spell things how I hear them in my head.
So quarterback. Hey, it's not a quarterback.
There's like a fullback, halfback, like and quarter, 1/4.
I don't know.
Oh, my cute woman.
Alrighty, people.
I think we're probably ready for the music. We'll go back to school here and straighten everything back out. Matthew, enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday. Sorry you're missing all the festivities over here. You're missing some good chow.
I'll let you know how my meatballs turn out.
Yeah, I want a picture.
Please do.
I want a pic.
All right,
we love you. We'll talk to you later, Maddie.
Email
Sounds
us
good.
At the
go Chief.
Yep. Email us at thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. Or find us on any social media.
Give us a Super Bowl review, will you? That's what we want. We want a Super Bowl review. We don't care. We just like contact back and forth. I thought you were going to say something, Meme.
Oh, sorry. I put my hand up to the music.
Gabe, any parting thoughts? Way to shake your head, okay?
I didn't have my mic on because we're done with the podcast.
Gotcha, done with the podcast. I am psyched to go make some delicious sliders. And I got a little surprise, too.
More
you like surprises?
More cheating.
Yeah. I'm going to cheat like hell today.
Cheater,
I need to do that to beat you because you are so good.
Sophia, I'm going to put my shoes back on now.
All right. We love you for listening. Thank you. Tell five friends, okay? Tell five friends. And if you are thinking about advertising, we are now taking on advertisers. We're sick of self-supporting this thing. And we will make sure that people patronize your business. Table Talk signing off February 2nd. Go.